Hello and welcome to my self-hypnosis mastery training course, which I'm calling the Magic of Breakthrough Hypnosis, for two reasons. Number one, the results that you can achieve when you learn these skills can literally be magic. Now, that's not an exaggeration. Let's see it more as a challenge. It's a challenge for me to prove to you that that's the case. Okay, rather than just an empty claim, as you work through this training program and you develop the skills and you start to implement them and apply them in different areas of your own life, my prediction is, my very, very confident prediction is that your results will be quite magical. And the reason it's breakthrough hypnosis is that it's used for breakthroughs. What I'm teaching you is something very strategic. It's not just a hypnosis to cope with things or hypnosis to have more resources to get through everyday life, you know, to cope with things. This is about deciding what you want, finding the obstacles, the challenges, and using hypnosis to break through in order to get to some wonderful, fantastic outcomes in your life. So it's very strategic. It's designed for results, measurable results, actual tangible outcomes, personal breakthroughs, and it's going to be magical. That's all I've got to say as an introduction. But I'm teaching you self-hypnosis, something that you do for yourself. But the fundamental principles of what I'm teaching you, you could also use to help other people, no doubt about it. I'll give you a very random example, because very recently I taught somebody. They were a tennis coach. They coached tennis at a very high level here in New Zealand. And they were learning self-hypnosis for some of their own reasons, to deal with some of their own stuff, to make their own breakthroughs, create their own magic. But they asked me, Ed, will I be able to use this to help my tennis students? And I said, absolutely, of course you will. If you have tennis students and they're getting stuck in their progress because they're physically as far as they're able to get, but they're blocked with some kind of confidence issue or motivation issue or self-belief or anything like that, you will be able to give them some little skills with their imagination, things they can implement pretty much immediately, which will make them play better tennis. Now, you can imagine for a tennis coach, that was a very appealing idea, that they would have some kind of an edge, both as a coach and as a player and as a person, some kind of a mental edge that other people don't have. And that's what I'm saying to you here. Whatever it is that you do in your own life, the people that you help, the expertise that you have, the people you know and love and work with, having these skills is going to be invaluable. There's no limit to what you can do with self-hypnosis. Now, obviously, another example, you know, as to what you wouldn't be able to do. If you were a dentist, you know, a lot of dentists learn self-hypnosis. Okay, they either learn it purposefully because they decide they want to help their patients with pain control and being able to dissociate and overcome a fear of dental interventions, or they learn it accidentally because they have these nervous patients and they kind of inadvertently learn how to put them into a state of hypnosis where they can relax and feel less pain and be less traumatized. Now, if you were a dentist, you could use the stuff I'm teaching you here to improve your skills with patients. Again, no doubt about that. However, if you're not a dentist, don't think you can learn this material and suddenly go and pull people's teeth out, you know, pain-free and things like that. You know, this is what we call horses for courses. Use this in your own life in ways that are relevant to you and combine with the skills you already have. The most obvious thing is to help yourself internally, okay, to feel healthier, happier, more confident, more successful, more abundant, all of those wonderful things, okay? And I know that you will have your own specific goals you want to work on, and this is a very important thing about hypnosis. With hypnosis, we're dealing with the subconscious mind, what we actually call the unconscious. Now, very, very simple terms, the unconscious mind is just the things that you're not thinking about. And often in life, we get blocked with the things we're not thinking about, the things we don't have access to, the things that are bubbling away in the background. Okay, self-hypnosis will help you with that. So let's talk more about safety with hypnosis. Hypnosis, the best way to understand it, the best way it was ever explained to me, is that hypnosis is nature's gift to humanity. Okay, we don't put people into hypnosis. We don't make people go into a trance or however you want to think about it. They do it themselves, okay? All I'm teaching you in this entire program is going to revolve around helping you to do this for yourself. Now, hypnosis already exists. We go, you know, I've got so much to teach you about this, and over time you'll get the whole picture. But hypnosis is something that exists every day. You do it all the time. You're going in and out of these trance-like, hypnotic, subconscious states all the time. And they're not even states, they're experiences. This is what you're doing with your mind all the time. Okay? Anytime you daydream or drift off, or say that beautiful feeling when you're falling asleep at night, just before you fall asleep and you start to kind of free float in your imagination, the nice feeling when you wake up in the morning and you know you're awake, but you kind of can't move. You know, you could if you wanted to, but you don't want to. It feels beautiful. It feels like you just want to lie there, daydreaming, drifting forever. These are hypnotic experiences. They're very powerful hypnotic experiences, very pleasant, okay, and potentially very, very productive. When you think about it, in hypnosis, you often become very relaxed. It's not always a relaxing experience, but in general, it's something where you take yourself to a good level of relaxation, especially in this first lesson. It's something that we, you know, I'm going to teach you how to achieve a lovely, relaxing, calm state of harmony whenever you need to. Now, when you relax that much, clearly there's certain things you shouldn't be doing. For instance, driving a car, operating machinery, supervising young children or something like that. You shouldn't be doing any of those things, okay? That doesn't make hypnosis dangerous. It just means, for goodness sake, don't close your eyes and go into hypnosis or whatever while you're doing something where you need to be responsible, such as driving a motor vehicle. Anybody can do hypnosis. Whatever you hear anywhere else, whatever anybody tells you, anybody can be very, very, very good at doing hypnosis. Anybody. We all do it differently, as you'll soon understand. We all do this differently. We've all got our own way of using our imaginations. Okay, just as some people are creative, some people are analytical, some people are very stubborn and determined, whereas some people are very laid back, let things kind of wash over them. We are all different. We all have our personal style of dealing with life, of living our lives. And in the same way, we all do hypnosis differently. So just because perhaps somebody's tried to show it to you before in a certain way that was their way, but it didn't work for you, that doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means you haven't found out how yet. And you definitely will with this training program. I can promise you that, hand on heart, you will absolutely do that. It's common sense that we all do hypnosis anyway, so if somebody tries to teach you in a way that doesn't suit you, it's common sense that that's not going to work for you, and you have to find your own style. That's part of what I'm going to teach you. Now, although everybody can do hypnosis, no doubt, there are certain people that it's not suitable for at this stage. And I'm thinking, for instance, somebody who was suffering with a serious psychiatric condition. Well, hypnosis may not be suitable. And all I can tell you is that, you know, if you have any kind of a serious medical condition or a psychiatric condition that's been diagnosed, or you even think you might have something like that, then the key is to talk to a doctor, talk to a physician, talk to whoever is your primary caregiver, your main medical caregiver, and check with them. Find out if it's okay. The vast, vast majority of people, this is fine. This is just a natural skill that you're going to develop, rediscover, and start to master. I want to talk to you about a new way of looking at hypnosis. Hardly anybody does this. This is just such a wonderful way for you to understand it. And like I say, it's not taught this way. The traditional model of hypnosis, whoever teaches you, you'll find that most people will teach a cause and effect model. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that there are two people in traditional hypnosis. One is the hypnotist and one is the client. And the hypnotist makes the client go into hypnosis or does something that makes the client experience hypnosis or make a change or do as they're told or believe something new. And that's basically saying that one is causing the other. And in self-hypnosis, it's the same thing, but you're doing it to yourself. You are doing something that causes a change, causes a reaction. Now, nearly all hypnosis is taught that way in some form or another. The model I want you to learn and to internalize, and it will change everything for you. Okay, this is the golden nugget of this first lesson. This could change everything. And this is the fact that you don't use cause and effect, you use correlation. What do I mean by correlation? Well, in correlation, you simply create an environment. You use hypnosis as an environment, and within that environment, everything changes. Think about it this way. If you were in a busy, stressed, high-powered, fast, loud, confusing workplace, it's going to be very difficult for you to relax. Whatever I do, whatever I say, you'll find it difficult to relax. Whereas if you could go to a beautiful garden that was peaceful, tranquil, you know, a gentle stream running down the side somewhere, sunshine, birds singing, beautiful flowers and plants, smells and tastes, experiences everywhere, that's a completely different environment. And within that environment, you would probably start to relax. And if you do that properly and you learn the skills properly, you could then go back to your busy workplace and be a pretty chilled out person. Okay? So stop thinking of hypnosis as something that's done to you or that you do to yourself and you cause a change. Just think about, as you practice with the first recording today, think about how you're not making yourself relax, you're creating an environment in which the skill of relaxation will develop. You are creating an environment in which relaxation is possible, is likely, starts to happen. Okay, that's the way to look at hypnosis. Now, the main theme of this first lesson, of course, is relaxation. Yes, you can relax. In fact, you've relaxed before. It's something you were born able to do. It's a natural response. It's part of you. So like lots of the stuff we do here, we're just creating an environment where you can rediscover it and reclaim it. Relaxation is very natural, but so is stress, so is anxiety. You know, those things are natural as well, especially the stress response. I want you to think about this. It used to be called the fight or flight response. You've probably heard of that. It's this natural thing where your body goes into a defensive survival state. You know, without being too technical, when you experience a stress response, your muscles start to tense. You know, because you've got to fight or run. Other things happen too. Your heart starts to beat faster. You can't think clearly because your mind is so focused on the immediate danger. All the blood rushes to your arms and your legs, your big muscle groups, again, ready to fight, ready to run. And all of these things happen with a stress response because historically, you know, hundreds and hundreds of generations back when we lived in caves, we had to fight for survival on a daily basis. We didn't know if there were wild animals that we had to run from or wild animals that we had to defend ourselves from or other people attacking us. Could be anything. And in the modern world, that kind of a reaction often just isn't necessary, and we find ourselves becoming stressed by silly things, you know, things that just aren't dangerous at all. They get built up in our minds, and that gives you an indication of how your mind, your imagination, can create danger from nowhere, can create problems from nowhere. We call it the imagination paradox. The imagination paradox says that the one thing that can get you into the most trouble, your imagination, is also the one thing that will get you out of it. And you'll see that with this training course. You are learning how to use your imagination as a tool to get great results in your life. You'll see it straight away in the first recording, your first practice recording that you get with this module, module one, the relaxation habit. This is about how to build the complete opposite reaction, the complete opposite response, what's known as the relaxation response, where you feel more calm, you're operating at a more slow level, your breathing is more slow, more calm, more self-assured, far more healthy, that's for sure. And it actually allows you to build more energy. The great thing about learning the relaxation response in self-hypnosis is that when it becomes second nature, when it becomes a habit, you'll find that you can call upon it whenever you need to in life. Things that used to cause you stress won't anymore. situations that used to cause you to have this fight or flight response, it just won't happen anymore. New habits are going to develop. So I've kept this first module very short. It's really just an introduction to give you a couple of new ways of thinking about things and to give you this hopefully very positive opportunity to start using self-hypnosis straight away. Think about some of the things that you want in your life. Actually write down a few of your personal goals. This is going to be a recurring theme. Hypnosis, self-hypnosis works so much better when you tell your unconscious mind exactly what you want. You've probably heard of this in the law of attraction, the idea of manifesting and attracting specifically the things you want. If you focus on what you don't want, you might start attracting the negative things to yourself. If you don't tell your subconscious what it is that you want, it doesn't know what to do and it just seizes up. When you say to your unconscious mind, to your subconscious, whichever you prefer, this is what I want, these are the specific goals I have in my life, it literally becomes obsessed. It literally goes chasing after those things for you and everything changes. Everything becomes possible. So write down a few goals, write down a few specifics of what you are looking to achieve from this program, maybe 5 or 10. Make it things that you really desire, you really definitely want for yourself, and deep down you believe that it could be possible, this could possibly happen. But for goodness sake, stretch the possibilities. Stretch your zone of what's possible for you so that you're chasing after goals and outcomes that are ambitious, that are perhaps even just outside of what you consider possible right now. You know, things are going to have to change. The universe is going to have to change to accommodate the fact that you are becoming more ambitious than before, more determined than before, more clear than before. And all of this wonderful stuff is happening. So hopefully this has been an interesting first module for you. Please get stuck into the practical recording now. That will teach you more than you can imagine just by doing it and making self-hypnosis a habit day after day. And I'll look forward to speaking to you again in module 2, where I'll be sharing some fascinating insights and stories and information, and we'll be taking this learning to a whole new level. But right for now, like I say, just get stuck in with the module 1 practical recording, the relaxation habit. Just get started learning by doing. You're really going to enjoy this process. It's going to be a lot of fun.